So it's definitely a lot easier for Chanukah to find the connection to Purim. I mean, to Chanukah. Mezuzah to Chanukah was easier than mezuzah to Purim. Does anyone want to take a stab at the connection between mezuzah and Purim? It is a mezuzah shir, but Purim is next week. So it was a little bit tough. I'll read you a pasuk, though. I found something. You'll tell me if it passes the muster, but you got to wait here the whole time. Don't leave in the middle. Pasuk says, Esther sends, and the last few psukim of the Megillah, Esther sends messengers, or sofrim, she sends all these like dispatches, this art scroll, El Sheva, Ve'esrim, Umeya, Medina, 127 countries, Malchus, Achashverosh, Malchus, Achashverosh, Divrei, Shalom, Ve'emes. Art scroll says, with words of peace and truth.
Peace.
She's sending. What is she saying? What's she sending them?
Fed yourself.
Mezuzahs.
I don't know. Hold on. One second. Says the Gemara. So you have to stay here the whole time. You can't, it's not that easy.
Okay.
Says the Gemara. Gemara Megillah says, what does this mean? Divrei Shalom Emes. Amreb Tanchum. Five words we're going to read. First we'll say all the names, and then we'll say the five words. Amrila Amreb Yosi. Okay, yeah. Malamed, what does it teach you? Here are the five words. Shetzricha sirtut ka'amita shel Torah. That a Megillah, Megillah's Esther, she sent them, needs sirtut. What is sirtut? The indented line on, if you see it in the Sefer Torah often, there's like a, it's not a penmanship, but it's like a, they indent in the line. An indent, I don't have to explain sirtut in English. You take like some like chisel, or some, not chisel, or some like pressing thing which presses down, and it makes the lines in the Sefer Torah. And so this is what a sofer has to do. So says the Gemara, Megillas Esther, from this pasuk of Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, teaches you that Megillas Esther also requires this sirtut line, like Amita Shel Torah. That's the word emes. Divrei Shalom ve'emes. She's saying, oh, Megillah is like emes. What is emes? Megillah needs sirtut just like emes. No, what's emes in Klal Yisrael? No, what's, if you had to say, what's the thing that needs sirtut, which is emes, that Megillah is compared to? No?
Torah.
You read Rashi. Kamita Shel Torah. What does it mean that a Megillas Esther needs these lines in them, just like Amita Shel Torah? Rashi says, "Kis Sefer Torah." Very easy, Rashi. It's like a Sefer Torah. How do we know a Sefer Torah needs sirtut? Guess what? Don't think too hard, because there's no reason for it. It's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So God tells Moses on our Mount Sinai to put these indentations. That's the best word, I guess, indentations, into, oh, huh? You have a better word for me?
Like, that's what it's written on through the cross.
It's not pen, it's just like the,
no, but that's what they write, that's the, they
put it's the lines, it's the lines, exactly, it's the lines, it's the lines, it's the lines you could write, say, impression, oh, that's a good word, impression's a good word, yeah, I was going to say indentation, but I didn't mean indentation, I mean impression, no, that's a better word, it's an impression, that's a good word, thank you, an impression within the Sefer Torah, says Rashi, which is absolutely no reason for it. You tell me to make it straight. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, God told Moses on Mount Sinai to make these lines, these impressions within the Sefer Torah. Therefore, the pasuk says, Divrei Shalom Emes by Megillah, that Megillah's Esther as well needs these impressions like a Sefer Torah. We're trying to connect Megillah to Mezuzah for those who walked in a minute. Stay till the end, though, because we haven't said anything yet. Nothing, no word of Mezuzah yet.
Do they have the impressions on the Luchot?
Do they have impressions of Lucas? That's a good question. I have no idea. But it doesn't sound that way, because it's more like a paper. It's like a paper thing. But I don't know. It's a good question. But seriously, you have over here, you have a Gemara that says, Megillas Esther needs an impression like this sirtut, it's called, like a Sefer Torah. The Rambam as well, in his Halachos, writes that sirtut is required for a Sefer Torah. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Sefer Torah, he writes, Sefer Torah Tzarech Sirtut. Okay. A Sefer Torah needs these impressions in it. Very clear. You open up a Mishnah Berura. What should the Mishnah Berura say in the laws of Megillah? He should say that. No? A Megillah needs Sirtut. Very easy, Chabura. The ain kosher Megillah. You don't write a Megillah except for with this type of ink, blah, 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 blah. Then he says, Vitzricha Sirtut Ketora Atzma. Megillah's Esther needs Sirtut. How do you know that? Because the Pasuk says, we just said, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. Is everyone calm so far? Yeah? No idea how this ties into Mizuz at all, but you have an express Gemara, which says that Megillus Esther needs Sirtut, you have a Rambam, you have a Shulchan Aruch, everything is perfectly glatt at this point. Okay. Comes along my next question and asks you, okay, does the whole Sefer Torah, does the whole Megillus Esther require Sirtut? Meaning, I know that a Sefer Torah, every line has Sirtut. Does anyone have a Megillus Esther? No? You have homework. Okay, now you have homework during Megillah. In case you start getting bored, you could see, although it shouldn't be such a hard check, see, does every line have Sirtut or just one line? So the Rimiwaniel, or Archis Chaimiwaniel rather, writes 700 years ago, give or take, he says, this Sirtut, de ko amrinon that we said by Megillah, Bishita Rishona Kamrinan only needs the first line. V'daylanu bezeh. It's sufficient if it has only one line. Shishita Rishona. The first line. Nasis Kisirtut Lishita Shnia. I don't really understand this. Maybe you could explain it to me. The first line will make it
Sirtut.
Once
you have a straight thing in front of you, then it makes it easier to make the second line.
That's what he means. Is that true? I don't know. Imagine, you know, the white paper line, you know, the kids. Imagine they only had the first line with the line. It wouldn't work. I was struck. But that, you are 100% correct. I think that's what he means. I just don't understand that. Veshita shnia, veshnia, veshrishas, vechen kulam. Avo sefer Torah, be'emes tzricha shtei mesirta tekula. So in other words, you already have a distinction. Even though we said Megillus Esther is like Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah, it's clear, needs sirta. I take back those words. Sefer Torah, I don't want to say it's clear. Sefer Torah apparently needs Sirtut across the whole Sefer Torah. Megillus Esther, though, even though the Pasuk says Divrei Shalom Emes, that it should be like the Amita Shel Torah, which is like Sefer Torah, we said, only needs Sirtut on the first line.
Now, is he talking about the first line of every section of part?
Not a clue. I hear you. Not a clue. I don't have a clue. I'm not sure. But it's got columns, though. No? And maybe it means the whole line across the whole thing, maybe. That would be the answer. That would answer everything, right? I'm going to make up that that's what it means. Okay. That it's one line. But I don't know that to be the case. But that's what he says. Regardless, this Rimuel and Neil makes into the Beis Yosef. Guess what? Beis Yosef doesn't even cite any dissenting opinions. He just quotes this Rimuel and Neil that only the first line needs Sirtut, and that would seemingly be the opinion of the Svardim. I don't know that that's true.
What about the other Megillos?
Oh, so that's a good question. The other Megillos don't care so much because we don't usually make a bracha on all those, although those like the Vilna Gaon who would make it would have the same question. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know the answer. It's a good question. I'm assuming it would have a similar law, but I don't know that for sure either. Beis Yosef cites this Archis Chaim B'Waniel, no dissenting opinions. You open up a Shulchan Aruch, what do we say? Shulchan Aruch says, V'tzricha Sirtut. It needs Sirtut. No explanation. The Ramah, the Darkei Moshe, says, this is ridiculous. Why does the Beis Yosef cite the Archis Chaim B'Waniel as if it's the only opinion out there, but you need one line? Says the Ramah, the entire world, Rekulei Alma, he writes, disagrees with this Archis Chaim and says, that no, every line of Megillus Esther needs Sirtut. However, in his Ramah comment on Shulchan Aruch, there's nothing. So again, I'm still a little bit confused. Does only the first line need? Do every line of Megillus Esther need Sirtut? Not surprisingly, a couple of as the generations move down, the Magen Avraham says, yeah, only the first line needs Sirtut. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, says the Vilna Gaon, that's ridiculous. We don't paskin like this, Archis Chaim Yonil, and why should it be any different, say, for Torah and Megillus Esther? That's what the Gemara says. Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, Megillus Esther, say, for Torah, are the same. just like a Sefer Torah needs a line, this impression the entire way through, so to Megillas Esther should need a line the entire way through. The only thing, what's a trivia question, the only thing that we have that doesn't have Sirtut the whole way through, according to many, is? Okay, no. That would have been smart, but no. Turn off your head brain for a minute. I told you, I'm too early for you to get bring in mezuzah at the end. No, what's the other one that we have? Tefillin. So tefillin, it's a big discussion. Do tefillin need sirtut at all? I think, again, I'm not a sofer, but I think halacha l'maaseh we say tefillin do not need sirtut, but some, I believe, do the first line, because they're kind of like, just like you said, to start you off to make it neat and clean. Okay? Just to paskin. I hear you. You're saying it depends how many you have. I hear that. You're saying the more you have, the more you would need.
Right.
Okay, fair point, fair point. Then no one makes that distinction, but I hear you. Says the Mishnah Brura, paskening if you're a sofer, v'sricha sirtut, hainu al kol shita v'shita. Every line needs sirtut by Megillas Esther. Fine. And the Shaar HaTzion says, not like that Magen Avraham. Fine. Okay, so far so good. The only exception to this rule is a Megillas Esther, this is a whole nother chabura. If it's missing a few lines, it may still be kosher. So obviously, if it's missing a few lines of the words, it's still a kosher Megillah. If you're missing a few lines of sirtut, it's obviously still a kosher Megillah. So halacha l'maaseh would seem to be Megillas Esther needs sirtut the entire way through, unless for maybe a few lines here or there that's missing, not the end of the world. Now, how many minutes are we into it? Okay, yeah? About halfway through this year, have I mentioned the word mezuzah once? Not at all. Not at all. No, anyone want to help me out here? No one. Anyone? How am I going to tie mezuzah into this chabura? Sirtut Sefer Torah. I'm going to read you a Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam obviously doesn't make it into the codes at all of Halachic Svarim because he hasn't been quoted, and I've read to you every single I told you the Rambam, I told you Shulchan Aruch, I told you the Rama, Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, nothing. But he's a Tosfos. He's mentioned a Tosfos in three places, but I'm going to read you one of them. One line. It's a long Tosfos. I'm just going to read one line. One line. He says, Megillas Esther needs Sirtut, the Gemara said, Ke'amita Shel Torah, which you all said meant Sefer Torah. And Rashi says Sefer Torah, the Rambam says Sefer Torah. Megillas Esther is like Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah needs Sirtut, so too Megillas Esther needs Sirtut. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Sefer Torah doesn't need Sirtut. No way. Doesn't need Sirtut. Any long proof why Sefer Torah doesn't have Sirtut. Obviously, we don't pass in this way. But, so what does the Gemara mean? Megillas Esther needs Sirtut? Like, Amita Shel Torah. If Amita Shel Torah is not Sefer Torah, because Sefer Torah doesn't need Sirtut, what are we comparing Megillas Esther to? A comparison over here, hello? You don't get better than that. Chanukah, we had, okay, one side. Megillah on one side, Menorah on one side, Mezuzah on the other side. But over here now, we're comparing Megillah to something. What is that something? Oh, that would have been nice. But that would have been nice. But he doesn't. Listen to what he says. Amar Rabbeinu Tam, to love Hainu Sefer Torah. This doesn't refer to Sefer Torah. To halo bayi sirtut. Sefer Torah doesn't need sirtut. Oh, Megillas Esther needs sirtut like Sefer Torah. No, Sefer Torah doesn't need sirtut. So what does it mean? Megillas Esther is like? No. Mezuzah. Says Rabbeinu Tam, but it's not over yet. What does that mean? Says Rabbeinu Tam, he says, Ella Hainu Mezuzah. Okay, now you have to, don't stop there. So why in the world is Mezuzah called Amita Shel Torah, the truth of Torah? He says, V'karile Amita Shel Torah. Mezuzah is called the Amita Shel Torah, the truth of Torah. Al Shem Shahaya Sheyesh Bo Shem, there is in there, or Sheyesh Bo, sorry, it has in it, Shem Yichud Malchus Shamayim. What is written in mezuzah quite prominently? No? Say it. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That is the focal point of the mezuzah. So what is considered the Amita Shel Torah, the trueness of Torah? Mezuzah. And so says the Gemara, Megillas Esther needs Sirtut like Mezuzah.
That's written in the Torah.
Okay, good question, says Rabbeinu Tam. You're wrong. So it may be written in the Torah, but that's not important. The Torah has a lot of things written. It also has lo sigzol in it. Yeah, don't steal. But mezuzah doesn't have that. So what is the essence of mezuzah? Yichabalas ol malchus shamayim, says another formulation of Rabbeinu Tam, and we believe it, in a different place. Yeah, so says the Tosfos Rashi, even says a step further. Mezuzah is the primary emunah and yira that we have. So now I got 5 minutes left to explain to you what in the world is going on here, and what is the connection between Megillas Esther and mezuzah. And for that, I have for you 4 drush answers. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah? Answer number 1. Look, what is the deeper connection between mezuzah and Megillah? Megillah and mezuzah. So the Sefer Yemei Purim, he explains like this. He says, mezuzah has Kriya Shema. And in Kriya Shema, it has the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Okenu Hashem Echad. There is also another Pasuk, which is expounded on in Gemara Pesachim, which says, V'haya Hashem Melech, right, etc., etc., Yeh Echad Ushmo Echad. Same Lashon about it. Echad Ushmo Echad. Says the Gemara, you know what that refers to? That refers to Olam Haba. Because in this world, God does good things for us and bad things for us. What bracha do we make on the bad things? No. Dayan Emes. And on good things we say, Tovu Meitiv. Says the Gemara, Hashem Echad, Yechad, Shema Echad, that those words about Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad as well, are primarily referring to Olam Haba. Because in Olam Haba, Hashem is going to be one, and everything is going to be clear that it is good. Bad things, you think a parent dies, or someone gets hurt, or someone loses his parnasa, or someone gets, whatever, divorced. There's issues that are hard in life, right? Are actually for the better. You're only going to know that Hashem Echad when Mimosa Mashiach comes. What is the paradigm of a story where something really stunk for the Jewish people, where there was going to be annihilation, and yet what did it turn out to be? Getting, Haman in power was actually the best thing for the Jewish people, because Haman's ascent led to his downfall, which led to, of course, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Think about it, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash was all Haman's, thanks to Haman a little bit, right? Because Esther's, right, it really was. If Haman wouldn't have ascended to his high platform and he would have tried to annihilate the Jews, Haman wouldn't have been killed in that such a manner. Mordechai and Esther wouldn't have taken over. Esther wouldn't have had a son named Koresh, who, according to many, rebuilt the second Beis HaMikdash for the Jewish people. So you have very clear, Purim highlights this lesson of mezuzah of Hashem Echad, Shema Echad. Answer number 1. Answer number 2, you got to play with me here for a second. Again, I'm not a sofer either, but on the Dalid of on anything, there's these little tagin, cuts in they're called, right? They're these little like lines on top of the Dalid sticking up. So in other words, crown here. Like here's my Dalid, yeah? There's the Dalid over here, right? See the Dalid? There's like a line sticking up, 3 lines I think sticking up here. Aresh doesn't have that. Listen to this, yeah? You knock your socks off when you hear this. We say that Amalek has Mochama Lashem Bamalek. What's the next words? Midor Dor. What are the letters of Dor Dor? Dawid and what else? Amalek wanted to change the Dawid of Hashem Echad into a Resh. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem. Acher, there's another Hashem. Wild, no? It's wild. And that's what it says, Midor Dor, Amalek in every generation will defeat you, Dawid Reish, Dawid Reish, will try to attack you in every generation. Dawid Reish. So why does this have to do with Sirtut? We do Sirtut in the Megillah and in Mezuzah. Why? To show you that little cuts in the little lines on top of the Dalid, which is not on top of the Reish, is actually quite important. And that's highlighted by having these impressions so you can see the little lines sticking up. So therefore, Megillah, which is this lesson of Amalek, of defeating Amalek, is very connected to Mezuzah, which has Sirtut. That would be answer number 2. Answer number three, the connection between mezuzah and Megillah, is that if you think about it, as we've spent a lot of time talking about, mezuzah is the paradigm of the mitzvah, really the ideal mitzvah of which protects gashmius, our physical possessions. You shake a lulav and esrog, that has nothing to do with my money, right? You shake, put up menorah, has nothing to do with my money. A mezuzah is put where? On my doorpost to protect. We talked about if it's the whole point is protect, but still, its essence is really to protect those inside. If you think about it, the whole idea that the Nes of Purim was all based on gashmius. Just look outside on Purim. There's a lot of gashmius on Purim. Purim is the most, how do you translate gashmius? Is the most physical, give me a better word for gashmius.
Materialistic,
thank you. Materialistic, physical type of holiday, right? We drink and we party and we eat and shalach manos and everything. That's what it's all about. Mezuzah is also a very physical mitzvah. So we connect Megillah to mezuzah. Final pshat. Final fourth pshat is from the Tiferes Elimelech, who actually was just nifter this past year. It's a Tzvi Waxman, I think it was a Rav in Muncie. He suggests a very beautiful idea. He says that there are two aspects of Kabbalah's HaTorah. It was a beautiful idea. Two aspects we accepted. What do we accept when we took the Torah? No, we accepted number one, that God is Hashem Echad, that God is one. And second, we accepted, okay, we're going to do all the mitzvahs. Yeah, I'm going to shake lulav. It's awesome. But it's two independent things. Number one, you have to accept God's reign. And number two, you have to agree to, look, it's one thing to pick a new rav, right? Now you got to listen to him, right? It's two things. It is an acceptance, and then there's a actually following someone's command. It also is so Anochi, God, I am God, was acceptance of God. The next one of Lo Yalecha is, I'm not going to do anything else. I'm not going to do anything else. I'm going to listen to what you say. That's why we have a double thing. Also, let me ask you a question. It says, Nasa v'nishma. We said, everything God will do, you tell us, will do. But it also says that God took the mountain and hung it over our heads and threatened to kill us. So which one is it? It says of Waxman. It's a beautiful idea. Beautiful. We accepted upon ourselves on Har Sinai, Nasa v'nishma, to do all the mitzvahs. You want me to shake lulav? That I can do. You want me not to steal? I won't steal. You want me give me another of your favorite mitzvah? I don't know. Pity na ben. I'll do pity na ben. I could do that. Yeah? Whatever you want. You know what I'm not accepting? On the Har Sinai, they didn't say that the Jewish people didn't accept God's supreme reign. When was that accepted of all Malchus Shamayim? When was it that they reaccepted willingly God's reign? That was with the story of Purim. And that is highlighted by Hashem, Ma Yisrael, Hashem Elkeinu, Hashem Echad. We accept God's reign. And that was only done on Purim. And that is what mezuzah has. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkeinu, Hashem Echad. So if you think about it, really, there's this strong connection between Purim and mezuzah, Megillah and mezuzah, Purim, which is a holiday when we accepted Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkeinu, Hashem Echad, willingly, that's why it's connected to mezuzah. And I'll read to you his last words here. I think it's a very, very powerful as we go through very hard times in Klal Yisrael this past year with Eretz Yisrael. He says, Nizke kuanu, we should all be zocha, lekabel all malchus shamayim be'emes ba'ava, that this Purim we should accept upon ourselves the yoke of God's reign with love. V'nemar l'fun of him, to say in front of him, b'kol ram, with a loud voice, b'purim zu, on this Purim, haba aleinu atova, that's coming to us now. Hein, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, naseh v'nishma. We'll do whatever Hashem wants. V'kriya samegillah, and the kriya megillah will be just like a mezuzah. A mezuzah is the entering of a house. Reading a megillah will be like the entering into the times of Mashiach, and then we will have pure Zman Ge'ula. We should be zocha that by accepting upon ourselves the mitzvah of Megillah and the mitzvah of Mezuzah, we should have a true Ge'ula, and we should hopefully have it next year. We shouldn't have to worry about the tzaras that Klal Yisrael has.